You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. The support from our awesome community helps keeping the station diverse and independent. Thank you.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. Bill Childs with you. In just a minute, we're going to have Elizabeth Mitchell calling in to chat about the final release of her classic album from 20 years ago. But right here, it's They Might Be Giants with Apartment 4.
I live up in Apartment 4. I'm on the very next floor. The number's right on the door. If you ever get bored, come knock on my door, the one with the
Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we're joined by our longtime friend Elizabeth Mitchell to celebrate the vinyl release of You Are My Little Bird on Smithsonian Folkways. 20 years old this year, which also means it came out very early in our radio show's existence. And before we came on the air, we were trying to remember the first time we met. I haven't gone back to look at the date, but you played World War II Club as a benefit for the Northampton Music Community Music Center. And it must have been, I don't know, 2008, maybe something around
That sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So we've been hanging out for a long time, and we got to see your daughter, your story, come through on tour, and I'm super excited you're going to be coming by our studio in a couple months with Daniel to play a song or two, but I wanted to get you on to chat about this release. So You're My Little Bird was the first record on Smithsonian Folkways, third family record total, I think, of yours. What did it mean to get to start working with Smithsonian Folkways for you?
Well, I mean, I still pinch myself. I really do. I kept when they emailed me, I was the kind of experience, you know, where you're looking over your shoulder and you're like, are you talking to that guy behind me?
You can't be talking to me. Yeah.
Me? Really? But, you know, thanks to our friend Dan Zanes, he put in a good word for me and suggested that they reach out. And so yeah, I got that email. I guess it was in 2005. And you know, I feel like I owe such a debt to the label Folkways and those artists, Woody Guthrie, Elizabeth Cotton, Pete Seeger. So it seemed like a dream to be able to participate in, you know, the path that they had already laid in terms of making music with children. And it's just all part of a thread of music in general. You know, getting to know Ella Jenkins a little bit was a profound honor and joy. And yeah, we have another record coming out with them in 2027, early 2027.
Oh. Yeah. Breaking some news here. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Ella Jenkins was one of the few family musicians that I actually met before doing the radio show. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
No.
She attended the same church that my sister did in Chicago. And when we went and visited her, she's like, you should be this Ella Jenkins. And so our little Ella, now mostly going by Joss, got to also meet Ella Jenkins. And it was delightful.
That's,
I mean, just
amazing.
Just, feels like you're in the present. I mean, it did feel like you were in the presence of greatness because you were in the presence of greatness,
yes.
Just like such quiet and simple and elegant perfection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the record coming out on vinyl is pretty interesting, right? There have been a handful of family artists who have done some music records on vinyl. Justin Roberts did. I feel like he did it just because he wanted to have a vinyl record, mm-hmm. and which is absolutely a good reason to do it. Josh Lovelace. But I think you and I are about the same age, and I have very specific memories of vinyl growing up, listening to my parents' records. They didn't have a ton. They had classical, and then my dad had a bunch of, like, the Time Life classic jazz sets, and he grew up in South Arkansas, and at night he could get the Clear Channel AM stations from New Orleans, so he'd hear the AM jazz stations out of New Orleans, and that must have been in the 40s, right? And so I have these very specific sort of tactile memories of vinyl. What is vinyl to you in your heart or your mind, or sort of what does it mean to you to be able to have this come out on vinyl?
Well, I mean, for the same for me, you know, when I was a child, I was obsessed with listening to music all the time. And so at that time it was vinyl. You know, as we got a little older, it also became 8 tracks. I don't know if your parents had an 8-track player.
Just one. But we had an 8-track player and exactly one 8-track. I don't remember
what
it was.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't. I will have to try and see if I can track that down.
Well, we had an 8-track of Saturday Night Fever that
nice.
Wore out. So, but you know, the connection to vinyl is interesting for me in relation to Folkways, because that was how I discovered, you know, the label Folkways was record shopping in my late teens and early 20s, going to record stores. And the really good independent record stores would always have a section for Folkways.
Oh, you know? That's awesome.
And I would always often be drawn to it because the design was so beautiful. Always so iconic, and it was usually these artists that you wouldn't have heard of from, you know, mainstream radio, or it felt like this treasure island that you had encountered and entered into just by finding that section in the record store. And, you know, I've told the story many times of finding the vinyl 10-inch copy of Songs to Grow On for Mother and Child by Woody Guthrie in one of those vinyl sections in an independent record store called Stereo Jacks in Porter Square, Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I was just so drawn by the album title and the song titles and the photograph on the front. I didn't have children at the time, but I was teaching. And so I thought, I'm going to pick this up. But that was where I found Folkways. And so I've always wanted to be in that section.
In that section.
Of the record store. And also just, you know, we've talked about how much has changed in these 20 years. Our relationship to experiencing and consuming music has changed a lot. And we're making some tech guys really rich every day in our listening experiences. And they're taking that money and doing some pretty nefarious things with it. It feels really good to be able to offer another alternative. You know,
to make it like I think that yes, A, and then B, it also sort of emphasizes what it was designed as, which is an album, right? This thing that is a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's got an order. I mean, sequencing, like, you know, a radio guy, sequencing is obviously a big part of what I love. And we've been starting, we finally cataloged all of our records, including the records that we got from Dina's mom and grandmother. And put them all into a thing there's a button like random record, and it'll just tell us, okay, I guess we're listening to weird disco compilation. Okay, let's go. The compilation's less so, but some of the other ones, like to be able to hear, like, oh, this is a record. This isn't a song that's coming up on shuffle, and it's great. Well, so you're out on the road in a couple months, I think, with Daniel touring as a duo version of Ida. People find out about those shows at undertowshows.com. You're doing some family shows. Get information about that. Probably what, youaremyflower.org. Is that still the right place to go?
Yes. Also social media. I'm on Instagram as youaremyflowers. You can find me there.
Wonderful. It's Elizabeth Mitchell. You can order the new vinyl release of You Are My Little Bird from Smithsonian Folkways. That's folkways.si.edu right now, and you should do so. Or wherever you find your records, if they don't have it, you can ask for it. If they don't have a Folkways section, you can demand it.
That's right.
Absolutely. What song should we play from the record here?
Maybe Buckeye Jim.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. Liz, it's so great to see you, and we'll see you in a couple months.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks. Bye.
And daft as you please, come a little Red Riding Hood. Now I ain't had nothing to eat in 3 days but some berries and a garter snake. When along come a little man with a basket full of ham, a jar of peaches, and a coffee cake. So I saddle up with a, hey, little red, could I trouble you for a slice of some bread? Well, she turned at me and do you know what she said? No! She called me the big bad wolf. I heard her call me the big bad wolf. Out doing my thing, you know, and kid, you won't believe what I saw. Out there dancing a jig was this plump little pig, and his house was made out of straw. And he sang as he danced, and I heard his words as I hid behind a tree. Well, this little porcine bloke, well, he was making a joke. Yeah, he was poking fun at me. And he sang, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Well, he was talking about you know who. And I never even met this little piggy, and yet call me the big bad wolf. That's right. I heard him call me a big bad wolf. Howl with me now. Ow! Well, listen, kid, I'm sure you heard what I did. Well, maybe it gave you the blues. But let me put it to you now. What would you do if you were in my shoes? You see, I got three little pups back home in the den. I got a she-wolf I gotta please. Yeah, what you don't see is that a wolf like me has got responsibilities. So don't come around in my deep dark wood to tease me and call me bad. You just remember the pig in Red Riding Hood. Yeah, you don't wanna make me mad. Cause they call me a big bad wolf. That's right. They call me a big bad wolf. Howl with me one more time. Ow! Ow! Alright now, get away from me, kids. You bother me.
It's new music. A fellow who records under the name Mr. Ages. Big Bad Wolf is sort of very Tom Waits-coded version of it. Elizabeth Mitchell before with Buckeye Jim. It was so great to chat with her. Thanks to Elizabeth for calling in. And we heard her version of Down in the Valley back there as well. That version we played at my dad's memorial service. That was a song that he would sing to us. Me and my siblings, I don't remember it, but I am told that he did. Music here, speaking of Tom Waits, from Tom Waits, his version of Hi-Ho, the Dwarf's Marching Song.
Thank you. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, my Lord, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about freedom. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, my Lord, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about freedom. Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King, my Lord, Martin Luther King, Martin's talking about freedom. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, my Lord, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about freedom. Mrs. Rosa Parks, Mrs. Rosa Parks, my Lord, Mrs. Rosa Parks, Rosa's talking about freedom. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, my Lord, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about freedom. Somebody's talking about freedom. Somebody's talking about freedom.
Elizabeth Mitchell back in the previous segment chatted about getting to know Ella Jenkins. Thought we would hear some music from the First Lady of Children's Music. Ella Jenkins right there. Somebody's talking about freedom here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music for kids and their grown-ups. Bill Childs with you here. And we're at the point in the show when I need your help, friends. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is. And you're going to yell so loudly that I can hear you here in the studio. You're going to yell, are you prepared to rock? Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do? That is excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
On the list, a small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared.
Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes
Cuckoo, teaming up with the Shackletons. Pizza time.